See, I'll get in bright and early before they can tell me you stepped out for the day. Hello, is this the tax assessor's there? He stepped out for the day. Yeah, you can take a message. Tell him Robin Hood called. I want to shove five of my merry men up his nose.
I could tell you stayed up and watched a late movie last night.
Yeah, son, I like that Robin Hood. He took from the rich and gave it to the poor. Ah, that's the way to whip inflation. That's the way to... Where that mailman is.
I don't know. But I'd like to know why you haven't paid the property taxes yet, Pop. They can add a 7% penalty for that.
I haven't paid it. I'm not going to pay it. Because part of my taxes go for public transportation. And the only buses I see around here are the one hauling kids to school that they didn't even want to go to.
Hey. Come on, Pop. You can't fight City Hall. He'd just end up throwing you in jail.
Well, then I'll go on a hunger strike. Goodbye, Menudo.
No, you're impossible.
Listen, son, don't worry, because nothing's going to happen. I mean, we're not going to get in no trouble at all, because, listen, do you think for one moment that I would risk losing all of this?
What are you up to, Pop?
You'll see.
I know I will.
I'm not kidding, son. See, we're going to be free from the nagging, persistent pain of taxes and everything else. Speaking of nagging, persistent pain.
Watch it, sucker. Hello, Lamont.
Hello, Honest.
Nothing you can say will upset me this morning. I've had a good night's sleep and I'm as happy as a lark.
And why don't you just found out here and dig up a worm for your breakfast?
Hey, Pop, why don't you dig yourself? Honest is not bothering you.
That old heathen will never give me a moment's relief.
Esther, do you know how I spell relief? F-I-S-T. Up your N-O-Z-E. No.
Just stop it. Just stop it right now, okay? How's Uncle Woody on, Esther?
He's fine, thank you.
Good.
He'll be here later.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Here's your mail.
Oh, hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, listen, give me that. I'm expecting some important mail there. Let's see. Southern California Gas. Pacific Telephone. 7-Eleven revolving charge account. Nothing but junk mail.
Hey, wait a minute, what's this?
Oh, that came in the mail. I guess it got mixed up with the magazines.
Well, it's got the right address, but the wrong name. This is addressed to a Reverend F.G. Sanford of the Divine Prophet Church.
That's mine, son. That's what I've been waiting for. This could be the big ticket.
Who's Reverend Sanford?
This is it, son. We're on top now. This is the express train to Easy Street. No more worries, no more bills, and especially no more taxes.
What are you talking about, Pop?
Son, I've just been ordained a full-fledged, bona fide legal minister in Divine Prophet Church. Get my tamarind.
What respectable church would ordain a beady-eyed jackal like you?
Now then, I am a man of the cloth, Sister Esther. I suggest you behave yourself in my church because I'll excommunicate your face.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me have a look at that. This can't be right. Let me see. I'm going to tell.
Hi, Fred. Hey, what's happening, Fred?
Well, well, Brother Bubba, do come in.
Brother Bubba? Hey, you don't tell me you got it.
It arrived this morning.
Yeah?
Bubba, you are now talking to the very right Reverend Fred G. Sanford.
Yeah.
And the G stands for going to heaven.
Hey, this looks legal.
Well, it better be legal because he took me for $10.
Sure it's legal, Lamont. Didn't you see that guy on television talking about it? Man, he's selling them things by the thousands.
Yeah, but what good is it?
What good is it? Did you ever hear of a church paying taxes? Huh? Answer me. Upon this junk, I shall build my church. I'm a divine prophet, and that's what I call divinely profitable.
Amen!
You better not play with the good book, you old heathen, or the Lord will cast you into the fiery furnace.
Esther, in your case, I'm available for exorcisms. I can take you somewhere and beat the devil out you.
Fred Sanford, you are immoral, indecent, blasphemous, and the fires of hell is going to reach right up and pull you down.
Go in, ye of little faith. Vengeance is mine, and ugly is yours.
Get thee behind me, Satan. Ha, glory.
Have you read any of those documents yet? It says in order for a church to be tax exempt, it has to be a corporation, man, with a president, a treasurer, and a secretary.
That's right. I'm the president, and you and Bubba are all the president's men.
Hey, wait a minute. Just count me out of this because it's wrong and I don't think it's legal.
It is legal. If the big churches can do it, then why can't the little churches do it? I mean, it's called free enterprise, dummy.
I can't believe that you and Bubba would use the church for a get-rich-quick scheme, man. It's not right, and both of you know it.
Now, this Bishop Lovelace guy who runs the church is getting rich, selling those franchises all over the country.
That doesn't make it legal, Bubba. I got a friend that's a lawyer, and I'm going to call him up, and he's going to check this thing out.
Well, if he doesn't say what I want to hear, I'm going to grab him by his briefs and habeas his corpus.
Well, it's legal, all right. Constitutionally, that is.
What is that supposed to mean?
Let me put it like this. There's no law to stop it. You see, Article 1 of the Constitution states that Congress shall make no laws respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
You see, son, like you always told me, I need more exercise thereof.
Well, the signed application was, in effect, a legal contractual instrument. And without saying it, Lamont, that's about all I can tell you, except be careful, because these things can backfire on you.
Well, thanks a lot for coming over, Walter. You know, going to all the trouble.
Oh, no trouble at all. Let me know how it turns out.
Okay, look, I'll tell you what, just send me a bill for your services, okay?
Oh, no charge. Consider a donation to the church.
Hey, that's very nice of you. Now, when you come to my services, I'll save you a front seat.
Well, that's very nice of you, Mr. Sanford, but I'm of a different sect.
That's the trouble with the world today. Too much sex.
counting up the dough, we shall come rejoicing, counting up the dough.
Hey, Fred, you look great, don't you, Woody?
Yeah.
If I didn't see with my own eyes, I swear I wouldn't believe it.
Say, Fred, you could even pass for respectable in that outfit, and I'll drink to that.
You're not drinking here. You're not drinking nothing here. Okay, come on, let's get on to business.
Yeah, we're going to get to business.
Now, look, I'm officially calling the First Church Board of Directors meeting to order.
Yeah.
Brother Bubba, mm-hmm. You're the secretary. Brother Woody,
yeah.
You're the treasurer, but I'll keep the money and you keep the records.
Okay, hey, look, Fred, are we going to get paid for these jobs?
You'll be in my daily prayers. Now, let's get to the first order of business, which is business.
That's right.
See, I figure between the collection of bake sales, bingo games, senior citizens' dances, arts and craft sales, plus fees for baptisms, weddings, and funerals, we can make a killing.
Right. Say, listen, though, what kind of wine are you going to serve have for the services?
Well, we got to keep the expenses down, so we'll serve fermented Kool-Aid. And after the services, we'll open the cash bar for the Hallelujah Hour.
Hey, Fred, you're going to be a rich man.
Hey, that's just for openers. Now, see, I can sell all this junk and don't have to pay no taxes. Hey, son, we just finished a committee meeting for the trustees.
Pop, what are you wearing?
This is the latest in double-knit holy casuals.
Well, I think His Holiness is here to see you. Won't you come in? I'd like you to meet my father, the very wrong Reverend Sanford.
Reverend Sanford, how nice to meet you. I am Bishop Lovelace, the head of the Divine Prophet Church. I'm sorry to surprise you like this, but I just wanted to stop by to wish you luck.
How do you do, your bishopship? So nice of you to pay us a visit. This is my son, Lamont, the unbeliever. And these are my trusted friars, Bubba Tuck and Woody, the wino-hearted.
Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah.
Where will your devotional services take place, Reverend Sanford?
You standing in it.
Where will the pulpit be and the pews?
The pulpit would be right here, and the pews would be wherever Woody is.
Well, we'll see you later, Fred. Rev. Come on, Woody. Let's go. Come
on. Let's get out of here.
Don't be long. Remember, an idle mind is the devil's workshop.
Well put, Reverend. I'm glad to see your man who uses the proverbs.
Oh, sure. Proverbs, pronouns, adjectives, adverbs. I use them all.
Reverend Sanford, I was hoping to see a little more of a traditional establishment for my church. Can you make it look a little bit more like a house of worship?
Well, I'm having a religious picture painted on the ceiling next week like Michelangelo. You know, it's going to be Moses parting an oil spill in El Segundo.
Excuse me, Bishop Lovelace, but did I hear you say your church?
Yes, that's right. All the Divine Prophet Associated Churches are technically my property.
You mean all the money that I make from the bingo games and bake sales and the wine tasting contest is yours?
Oh, no, not at all. If you read the agreement, I only receive a small percentage.
How much?
50%. That's just a voluntary donation, a mandatory voluntary donation.
Well, look here. Can I ask you a question?
Why, of course.
Are you crazy?
Believe me, Reverend Sanford, when your church begins to get involved in large land speculations, trust deeds, and commercial property transactions, you'll find that my services will be well worth the percentage.
Well, what else do you own?
Well, technically, our contract gives me ownership of the Sanford & Son junk business, your home and property, both real and personal.
Hey, now just wait a second. This whole thing is ridiculous. You mean to tell me that you can take over our business and throw us out of our own house?
Well, of course, I would never do such a thing. Believe me, your property is safe as long as your church exists.
Now, what if the church ceases to exist?
Well, in that case, the property reverts to the ownership of the mother church, and I would have to dispose of it. Of course, the same thing happens if you miss paying the voluntary mandatory donation for 2 straight months.
Nice going, champ. You signed away everything we own to a crook.
There is nothing crooked about the Divine Prophet Church, Mr. Sanford. I mean, if people want to use it for crooked purposes, that's their business and no concern of the Mother Church.
That's right, son. And remember, to err is human. And to lay 5 on this chump would be divine.
Oh, come on.
And another thing I neglected to tell you. Your first services must take place within 12 hours of receiving your charter, or else ownership reverts to me.
Don't worry, we'll have them.
Then I leave you in peace.
You lucky you're not leaving here in pieces. I wish you would hold it wrapped up and cut you down.
Now, you know, now you've done it, Pop. Now you have really done it. What are we going to do?
Well, don't give up, son. There's one thing that can get us out of this mess.
What's that?
Let us pray.
Oh, man. Look, I'm really worried because this thing is serious. Now, if Pop keeps the church, this bishop is going to make our lives miserable. And if Pop drops it, he'll take away everything we own. I mean, we can't win either way.
Man, that's too bad.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Pop. I was just filling in Bubba and Jimmy on the thing.
Who's Jimmy?
Oh, this is Jimmy. It's Officer Smith's friend. Smitty couldn't make it. You said you wanted a policeman here, so Jimmy came.
Okay, great.
Where have you been?
I've been up in the chapel meditating.
We thought you fell in and baptized yourself.
See, I was reading this pamphlet from the church.
Well, I hope there's a prayer in there for the homeless. We only got 4 hours before we're supposed to have our first service, you know.
Yeah, what are you gonna do, Fred?
Well, I was reading through the church papers and I found out some information that might solve our problem.
Oh, yeah? What did it say, Pop?
Well, see, the church has no set rules for what kind of services you can conduct. So you can do your own thing.
All right. If the bishop told people how to worship, he'd lose a lot of customers.
That's right.
What are you driving at, Mr. Sanford?
Well, see, the church can be fundamentalist, Baptist, spiritualist, or anything you want, right?
You said that to say what?
I'm saying, dummy, that the bishop's got a money-making deal going and can't afford any trouble.
What kind of trouble?
I'm going to bring back some good old-time religion tonight. Sanfordis! All glory!
What kind of a dive peg and put on is this?
This doesn't look like any church I've ever seen.
I think, Esther, we should really be getting out of here.
You know, I just want to see that Fred Sanford fall on his face. But I think I've seen enough. Mm-hmm.
Ladies, please, don't leave yet. I'm sure that Reverend Sanford has an interesting program arranged for us to justify the collection he'll be making during the service.
Who are you?
I'm Bishop Lovelace, the national president of the Divine Prophet Church.
What kind of church are you running to allow a slippery old fox like him to become a minister?
Well, don't be too harsh on Reverend Sanford. Many a wayward soul have repented after receiving the higher calling and gone on and spend the rest of their lives doing good work. I think he'll surprise you.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Oh, good evening, officer. Welcome to the Divine Prophet Church. It's comforting to see a policeman take time from his busy schedule to come worship with us.
I didn't come to worship. I'm here to check things out.
Policemen have this place staked out for a long time. But don't worry, they don't know a thing.
I'm just gonna wait one more minute, then I'm leaving.
Sit down.
It's okay.
A-E-I-O-U. And sometimes why? All rise. Oh, sit down. Here's the founder of our new sect, the Seventh-day Junkies, Fred G. Sanford. And the G stands for Glory, Glory, Hallelujah.
Hello, brethren and sisterin.
Hi, Fred. Your Reverend Shipness. You dress like that, heathen.
Now, please, sister, don't interrupt the services, or I shall have to have you kicked in the rear of the sanctuary.
Reverend Sanford, what is the meaning of this?
The meaning of this is that we are all junkies who practice junkism each and every way, each in his own heart. Let us pray. Give me a J.
J.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me a M.
M.
Give me a K.
K.
What are you giving me?
Job.
Well, all right. Now I say unto you, you are without sin, pick up some. Oh, tut, Lord of grapes, we've had enough hatred, bloodshed, and crookedness. We've had enough of being lied to and lied on and being cheated by the agents of the devil. When will it all end? Brother against brother, sister against sister, Godzilla against Gork. Minnesota against Oakland. Let us send the evil and the ugly away. Oh, tut, Lord of grapes, cast out our enemies. The fungus is among us.
You can say that again.
Hark. The tub is speaking.
Reverend Sanford, I protest.
Don't interrupt the tub, Bishop. The tub says... The tub says... Tut wants to sacrifice in his honor. Or we'll be plagued by locusts at the height of the Watts Summer Festival. Who among you will volunteer for the sacrifice? Great Tut. Open your book. Send us a believer, pure of heart and not too smart. Skin is tight and pearly white.
We see you.
Somebody stop this.
Tut has spoken. It's not the best, but junk is junk.
You're crazy.
The sacrificial victim shall not speak.
Y'all nuts.
Since this is our opening ceremony, I think it's only right for me, the president, to take the first whack. What greater love is man than to sacrifice a friend?
You're nuts. Here, here's your $10 back. Tear up your church charter and anything else. You don't owe me anything. I just want to get out of here. I want to get away from you crazy people. Arrest them people.
Take a walk, Wonder Woman.
Okay. Now let's get down to business. Brother Bubba?
Yes, sir.
You're going to pass around this collection plate. And remember, it's better to give than to get one across your lips. While Brother Bubba's passing among you, I'm going to read our social calendar for the week. Our senior citizens hustle contest and potluck dinner will be held on Friday night. Admission is $2 per person. Bring your own food and your own music. Now, on Wednesday, we're having our first annual Bigot Beer Bash. So bring a bigot, some beer, and we'll bash him. Now, we got Millionaire Night on Thursday. We're having bingo, keno, crap, roulette, and we're taking action on Friday's race at Hollywood Park. Now, remember, we're freeway close.
It was a great idea, Pop, but we still have to pay the property taxes.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that.
Hey, man, thinking about it isn't going to get it paid. We got to do something.
I am. I'm going to raise hell about it in next week's sermon. Oh.